You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
So Jeremy's got an intriguing story that involves, of all things, twins.
All right.
Like Sweet Valley High.
Jumping right into it. Well, yeah, this is it's a weird story. My sister doesn't know that I'm going to talk about this because she was telling me about it. But I thought it was just so much
you'll
of
be getting a text from
it's
your
a unique
sister,
story, so she can suck it. So anyway, my sister has a friend named Jennifer, okay? Or Ginny for short. And she's been seeing this dude named Randy for a couple months. They met on Tinder. They've been hitting it off. They like the same things, and they love Dave Matthews Band. They went to the concert together.
Hooking it up, huh?
But things started getting kind of juicy because Randy has a brother named Brent, who's also his roommate. Now, they've hung out together at their place multiple times, and Ginny hasn't really thought twice about it. But last weekend, they had like a little poker party, get together, game night, had a bunch of friends over, and drinking started, shots started.
Why wasn't I invited?
They're probably vaping, doing the pot weed. I don't know. Whatever these kids are doing
vaping
nowadays at these parties, they're vaping. So about halfway through the night, brother Brent started playing a little footsie under the table with Ginny because they were doing the bit of a buzzed flirting thing, you know? So he thought,
Brent's,
you know,
not her boyfriend.
Right, he's brother Brent.
Oh, okay.
So he's kind of playing footsie with her underneath the table, and Ginny told my sister, she was like, oh my God, what was he doing? It's such an awkward thing to be in that position. But yet I was so buzzed, I kind of played footsie back. So she was kind of doing the flirty flirt back, all right?
Drunk girl's actions are a sober girl's thoughts. I just want to say that.
Make that your Facebook post today. So it kind of
carry on.
It kind of ended there that night, except Brent gave her like a really tight hug, you know, at the end of the night and all that. So, well, the next day he ended up, brother Brent called Ginny and was like, we should meet up and talk about what happened last night. She's like, yeah, we totally need to, thinking that he's going to apologize. They're both going to be like, we can't do this. You're seeing my brother. Well, the total opposite thing happened, and he told Ginny that he has feelings for her, and he has for a while. And Jenny's like, you know what? She told my sister, we totally hit it off. And they hung out that entire day, and they've been texting each other, and she's really starting to fall for this brother Brent. And like Dom said, the weird twist, seeing double, he's a twin. They're twins.
What?
And that had me cracking up because I'm like, she's essentially falling for another guy that looks just like the guy she's with. I mean, what really is the difference?
How does she even know that brother Brent is brother Brent?
Maybe they're doing the old switcheroony. I don't know. So I just found that so weird that she's falling for this guy's brother, but he's a twin. So you're falling for the guy.
That's the strangest.
It's not strange.
It's the strangest love triangle story I've heard in a long time.
It has to do with spirits just completely connecting and jiving with one another. Sometimes
I mean, yeah,
it's
kinda,
not about looks.
It is. Maybe it boils down to the personality thing. Maybe he's a funnier guy or whatever. But I'm just like, how can you cheat with somebody
maybe
that looks
the guy
same?
What was the guy she's dating? I forgot his name.
Randy.
Randy and Brent. Well, maybe Randy is not the type to ever play footsie under the table, and that's the kind of stuff she likes.
Yeah, but they love Dave Matthews Band together.
Look, the brothers live together. Mm-hmm. What is she doing?
See, that's kind of where her predicament is, and she was whining to my sister about it. She's like, what do I do? Like, I'm kind of falling for his brother now, and they're roommates. How do you go to brother A and be like, I kind of like Brent
Dude,
better.
That's weird because what if she has boom boom with both the twins? It's that makes their Eskimo brothers and twin brothers. Like,
I'm gonna
that
tell you right now.
Okay.
I think she has slapped a little skin with Randy. They have made the beast with two backs, Dom.
Well,
they've been hitting it.
So the question is, does she leave the first twin,
Randy,
and connect with twin
Brent
number two?
Correct. Or does she just stay with Randy?
What
it's
a trollop
so weird,
this
huh?
Jenny is.
God, she might have to like walk away from both of them.
Right, yeah.
That's what I would say.
That's an option. Option, stay with Randy. Option two, go to Brent. Option three, walk away from all of it.
Right, mm-hmm. Preferably in the rain with Michael Bolton playing.
You know what I'm going to say?
Go for their dad.
You know, this sounds awkward and stuff like that, but I'm kind of at that stage in my life where I'm like, you got to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
You got to make yourself happy. I think she should go for twin number two.
No,
just go for it. Even
yeah.
though she's going to crush Randy.
Yeah, the family.
The family dynamic.
It would
like think
possibly
long,
the
long
damage
term.
To
so
this
5 years from now, when she's alone and unhappy, and she thinks back to the one guy who set her heart aflutter, but she's going to walk away because she met the brother on Tinder.
But they look the same. She could pretend Randy is Brent.
But Dave Matthews Band has a big part to do with this.
She could just pretend.
I'm saying jump ship.
What if she starts making out with Brent and then all of a sudden Satellite comes on? Awkward.
Are we asking, is this a five call says it all?
I think so. It's so weird. It's like, what would you do in that situation?
303-631-1MIX. You should call immediately. 303-631-1649. We'll do a five call says it all and see if our listeners agree with me that you got to find happiness where you can.
I would love for some twins to call.
No kidding. And you know, people who have dated a twin and can talk about the similarities in personality between them.
Mm-hmm.
That would be crucial to our chat.
Wonder if they kiss the same.
Is there a younger brother she can go after?
303.
Option four.
Hi, Kirsten.
Hi.
What do you think?
Okay, so I think she should make herself happy and go to brother number two, because my dad kind of was in the same situation when he was younger. He was dating a girl, and he dated her for a few months, and then he met her sister, and he instantly fell in love with her. And he kind of did this thing where he dated both for a while, and they lived with their parents, so everybody knew. And it worked out really well, and
so
it lasted
weird
for a few years, so yeah.
Dated them both at the same time.
And they were cool with it?
Yeah, like they both knew what was going on. It's just, and their parents used to make fun of him. Be like, so, who are you coming to see today? Who are you saying goodbye to?
Oh, my.
And,
wow.
That's twisted.
That's so strange.
Good for him.
But you know what? We'll put your vote down for brother two. Thanks, Kirsten.
Sure thing.
Have a great, that's
I guess it has a lot to do with the relationship of the siblings.
Yeah, you know? If they're cool with it. I don't know if these two guys are cool with it. Probably not.
Here's Lisa. Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
What are we doing in this situation?
Leaving both of them.
Leaving them both.
Just move on, huh?
I thought somebody might say that.
Christmas would be, you know, and make sure it ends up with one of them, and they find out they both dated her.
Well, they're going to know really soon if they both date her. It's not going to be a picture at Christmas. Mm-hmm. I mean, they'll both know.
It's going to come
but
out.
But still, Christmas is going to be awkward.
But is it?
Like the temperament of the brothers, they could like knock each other out or something. You never know. So.
Right. How big are their arms, Jeremy?
Right.
Lisa, thanks for being on the show, okay? We
appreciate
who's
she going to kiss under the mistletoe?
All right, so who's keeping track of all the votes here? Here's Alex. Hi, Alex.
Hi.
What's your perspective on this?
I am actually engaged to a twin.
Oh, you're engaged to a twin. Okay.
Yes. I've known them since elementary school, and I used to have a huge crush on both of them.
Of course.
Well, they look the same.
Have you ever made out with the wrong one?
No.
That liar. You know of. How do you know?
So, but you will back us up that they might look the same, but they probably have different personalities,
yes,
right?
They're polar opposite. They're always polar opposite.
All right.
Well, see, it's about
one of them's always the bad boy, and one of them's always the honest, sweet one.
Which one are you with?
The honest, sweet one.
Of course you are.
So is the bad boy available? Is that what you're saying?
Actually, he is married to my best friend.
Oh, that's adorable.
Bestie.
How old are you?
I'm 22.
Oh, you're too young to be engaged. You should play around for a little while. Hey, so what are you telling? What are you telling Jenny?
Jenny,
is she jumping to brother number two or staying with the first one?
I think she already slept with brother number one, so if she's not going to stay with him, she needs to get out. Identical twins, I feel like they have too great of a bond. They're literally two peas in a pod. So
you're saying get out of the whole thing,
right?
Yeah,
I wonder if it's the thing where, you know, when something happens to one twin, the other twin
can
kind of feel it. So maybe in a way she has had sex with both of them.
That's why Brent wants to be with her, the dirty bird.
He's like, you know, she's pretty good. What?
Alex, have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Good luck to you, okay?
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Cooking.
Who's next? Here's Carrie. Hey, Carrie.
Good morning.
What do you say?
I say, you know, obviously they're Jenny's type and looks. So she got to know the first one, and it wasn't quite connected, but the second one has the personality that connects with her the most. And I say go for the second one. You got to follow your heart.
Ain't that the truth?
Right.
You only
spirits.
Go around once, right? YOLO, yes. Carrie.
YOLO.
Don't ever do that again. Dear God.
That just happened on our show. Carrie, have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks, guys.
All right.
Bye.
All right, so we have two votes to go. No, so far, nobody has said stay with the first brother. We've had two votes for go to brother number two.
Never say YOLO again.
And two votes for neither of the brothers. Here's Catherine. What do you think, Catherine?
Oh, my goodness. I say neither.
Do you?
I do. And I almost wanted to say YOLO, but I didn't. My sister and I, who are only a year apart, we dated identical twins for 8 years, all through high school, all through college. And it's funny, neither one of us ended up with either of the twins, but I always felt that I was more connected to the other twin who my sister was dating. And I can't explain it other than it was just a, you know, better connection. But like the other caller said, twins have this really deep connection. And if you were to continue that relationship or switch from twin number one to twin number two, there's just barriers that have been crossed that I don't think you can ever ignore as your life moves on. And so I just think it's weird. I can't imagine, even though I felt connected to that twin number two, we never explored that option just because we knew that the bond between those twins and the bond between my sister and I were stronger.
Okay, now let me ask you, you can be honest with us, because this was years ago, right?
Very.
So you can be honest with us. Did you ever kiss the other twin once?
I did not. I did not.
Are you happy today?
Like, yes.
Good.
Still think about those twins, though.
Yeah. It's really a unique story. I mean, they were identical. They looked so similar. It was very hard to tell them apart.
Well, listen, I'm really glad you called, and thanks for sharing your feedback, Catherine. Have a fun weekend.
You guys too. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
You guys realize that out of the five calls, three people said you can't be with either one of them? That seems to me, that breaks my heart.
Well, it makes just sense, though.
It's just a weird dynamic, though.
People are so wrapped up with this. What's going to, 5 years at Christmas? People will grow up and move on.
Here's what I say, and it involves leaving both of them. But if the connection with twin number two is strong, then I think after maybe 6 weeks, 8 weeks, when it dies down a bit, then you can start it up again. And obviously the connection was there and real and worth it. But no, she's playing with twin fire.
She's a twin player.
You're saying temporarily walk away from both of them and then in 2 months go back to number two.
Well, first of all, we shouldn't be hopping from man to man. You know, we need to kind of get over relationships before we hop in another. So,
not that big of a change, apparently, with these two guys.
It's See, Emily, over a lifetime, those twins, the twin number one and twin number two, their bond will always be greater than her bond with either one of them. So,
how do you know?
Well, because that's what the callers are saying.
I know, but there could be twins who don't get along all that well.
Well, okay, we just didn't hear from them. They're mad right now.
They're not calling.
We ripped a scab off. They don't even want to talk about it right now. All right, so there you go. You can go back and tell Jenny she's got to leave them both.
All right,
which Jenny, I think is wrong.
You little skank.
I know.
Right?
Traffic update brought to you by Honey Smoked Fish Company.
Find triplets. Make it more interesting.
Yes, Chris. Yes.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.